Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Down, down, we went down. Down, down, we went down. Down from the higher ground. Oh, to sing my sister down.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. No one harmonizes quite like siblings, as you can hear in the music of the Henry Girls. They're from County Donegal, Ireland, but refer to their music as a fusion of the Donegal coastline and the Appalachian Mountains.
The Henry Girls have just released a new album called Louder Than Words. They'll be performing this Sunday at Club Passim in Cambridge, just in time for St. Patrick's Day. They're with us now in our studio with their song, Sing My Sister Down.
Down, 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 we went down, down from the higher ground, oh, to sing my sister down. Oh, my dear sister, what have you done? Everyone was watching as we walked out in the midday sun. I can tell by your eyes that you're frightened. But I know you did what you had to do. When you picked up that axe handle, you were in charge of what was gonna happen to you. We went down, down, we went down. Down, down, we went down. Down from the higher ground. Oh, to sing my sister down. I wish I had more time to say goodbye. Staring at the bonfire light, singing songs for putting baby to sleep and to soothe broken hearts at night. No coming unstuck from this one. You couldn't let that handle lie. We knew you'd be too angry once the glitter wore off. We all knew that he had to die.
Mm, Beautiful voices, great harmonies from County Donegal. That's the Henry Girls performing their song Sing My Sister Down. Karen McLaughlin on fiddle, Lorna McLaughlin on accordion, Jolene McLaughlin on harp. Henry Girls, welcome to Radio Boston. Great to have you. That was just beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. First of all, let's just get this out of the way. Sisters McLaughlin, the Henry Girls, explain this.
Well, yeah, we're McLaughlin. That is the actual, like, our surname. But there's a lot of McLaughlins where we come from. It's a really popular name. And so in Ashon, the peninsula where we live, it's very common for people to get a family nickname, some kind of a name after their, I suppose, grandfather, usually. Our grandfather was Henry.
I see.
So that's what we get. A lot of people would get named after maybe an area where they come from, or maybe a trade, or, you know, a job that the grandfather had. And actually, there's a family called the High Boys, and I think that the grandfather used to sit out on the, you know, outside the house and say "Hi, boy," everybody going by.
Well, whatever you're called, the Henry Girls is a great name, and whatever you're called, you sing beautifully. What a wonderful sound! I'd love you to talk a little bit about that song, "Sing My Sister Down." Some dark lyrics there. Where did that come from?
Well, actually, it was kind of inspired by a short story that I read called "Singing My Sister Down," and written by Margot Lanigan. She's an Australian sort of fiction writer. She writes lots of dark fantasy stories, sort of based on, I suppose, folklore. And so that story was very, it's too early in the day to be telling stories like that now. But let's just say it's pretty grim.
It's grim and bleak. Well, you made a beautiful, these grim and bleak stories often make, often inspire beautiful music, and it certainly did there in that case.
Thank you.
So you're three of six McLaughlin sisters, I understand. I imagine your house growing up must have been, was it full of music all the time?
Yeah, it was.
This is Lorna, right?
This is me, Lorna.
Yeah.
Well, we have very, our parents are very into music, and they were very keen for us to play music. And it just so happened that we grew up next to a piano teacher. We lived out in rural Ireland, so it was very handy that there was a piano teacher across the road. And so there was a piano in the house, and we all six of us learned how to play the piano. And you know, and that was something we did. We just did it for fun. We used to make up songs sitting at the piano, and we didn't have any aim. We weren't thinking, let's start a band or anything like that. When we were kids, we were just doing it. So, you know, starting a band came much, much later.
Yeah, I was going to ask, when did it become sort of a serious pursuit for you?
Well, I think it was maybe around 2001, because myself and Karen had gone off to live in Australia for about a year and a half. And while we were there, we started a band, and we started playing around the pubs, around the Irish bars and things like that. We were doing covers and playing traditional music as well. And we just sort of got a feel for it and really enjoyed playing live. And by the time we came back to Ireland, Jolene had just been finishing her Leaving Cert. That's the final exam in secondary school in Ireland. And, you know, we sort of said to Jolene, would you be interested in, will we make a recording? So we did. We went to the local rural development board and asked for a grant to make a recording, and they gave it to us. And that was kind of the start.
Wow.
You know.
Well, you mentioned some of the inspiration being traditional Irish music, and I want to talk more about the various inspirations that inspire your music. But why don't you do another song for us first?
Okay, we're going to do a song. It's an a cappella song. And it's featured on our new album, and we're very lucky to have a local choir called the Inishowen Gospel Choir featured on this track. And you'll know why. It sort of lends itself to the gospel choir. So I hope you enjoy it. It's called Here Beside Me.
You with me here beside me is all I really need. Asking one thing only, that you will always stay close to me. I will be true in sunshine and shade, troubles behind, no longer dismayed. It's where I long to be.
So pretty. The Henry girls, Karen, Lorna, and Jolene McLaughlin, singing their song Here Beside Me. It's from their new album, Louder Than Words. They'll be performing at Club Passim in Cambridge on Sunday. That was, again, lovely. Let me ask you about that. You said on the album you're joined by the Innishowen Gospel Choir, which, Lorna, you co-founded. So tell me about gospel music and sort of how you got into gospel music.
Well, I mean, in Ireland, it's sort of, it's not exactly part of traditional Irish repertoire.
But this is what I was thinking.
You know, but I think, I would say Whoopi Goldberg had a lot to do with it, you know, with her film Sister Act, you know, because it was a huge hit in Ireland. And sort of from then, you know, there's actually quite a lot of gospel choirs all throughout Ireland now. And also, like, you know, like the music of Stevie Wonder and Beyonce, you know, like a lot of the time they have that kind of, that influence in their own music. It's just become a very popular thing.
Well, let me ask you about these inspirations, because your music is often sort of described as this mix between traditional Irish and Americana. American Appalachian traditions sort of seep into it. You could certainly hear that in the first number you played. So talk about this sort of cross current of musical influences that inspire you all.
It's not just, I suppose, our music that's inspired by the, the influence of Appalachian and American music. But I think that there's been such a relationship between Ireland and America in terms of music for just, you know, generations. And I think that, you know, we're told that, you know, our music does sound like
Americana.
It has that. Yeah, it sounds American. I think that a lot of American music is influenced by Irish and Scottish, especially East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a lot of the folk music, and it's a lot of the same instrumentation, but I suppose the unique thing to Ireland would be the harp. And so, you know, that gives us a bit of a distinct Irish sound. And I suppose we're singing in three-part harmony, which is kind of associated with bluegrass. And there's many connections, and it's that real transatlantic kind of sound, you know, I think. So,
Well, it's a great intersection of sounds and influences. We love having you here. I want to be sure to give you enough time to do one more song before you leave us. So let me just remind listeners that these are the Henry Girls. They'll be performing at Club Passim in Cambridge this Sunday. Their new album is called Louder Than Words. A lot more information at radioboston.org. And Karen McLaughlin, Lorna McLaughlin, and Jolene McLaughlin, what are you going to do for us? One more.
This is a song called So Long But Not Goodbye.
Well,
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Excited to hear the Henry Girls take us out here. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And we'll go out now with So Long But Not Goodbye from the Henry Girls.
You just smiled as we said our last goodbye. But behind that smile, a teardrop in your eye told me you were lonely too. All your skies were not so blue, though the city lights, is true, were fascinating you. I just whispered, see you by and by. Shades are falling, burning lonesome me. For my heart is in an isle across the sea, across the sea. I tried to bear it with no one to share it. Now it's just plain as can be. And within my heart I cried that our so long was not goodbye. You just smiled as we said our last goodbye. But behind that smile, a teardrop in your eye told me you were lonely too. All your skies were not so blue, though the city lights, is true, were fascinating you. I just whispered, see you by and by. Then a great big tear came tumbling from your eye, and I knew right there and then that when we'd meet again, I'd make you mine. No one else is dear but mine. I'd make you mine. No one else is dear but mine.